I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A bill to improve health care in rural areas of Georgia made it out of a House committee yesterday. House Bill 769 would simplify the process for opening so-called micro-hospitals, smaller facilities that can provide services in areas where full-scale hospitals have closed. The bill also would help physicians practicing in rural areas pay for malpractice insurance, permit remote pharmacy prescription orders from outside of the state, and require financial, legal, and other training for rural hospital board and authority members. The new legislation is based on recommendations from the House Rural Development Council. According to Georgia Health News, six rural hospitals have closed in Georgia since the beginning of 2013. In addition, six of the state's 159 counties have no physicians, 63 counties are without a pediatrician, and 66 without a general surgeon. 79 do not have an OBGYN. The indictments against three former Washington County deputies charged in the death of a 58-year-old black man have been thrown out. Superior Court Judge H. Gibbs Flanders said the grand jury indictments against Michael Howell, Henry L. Copeland, and Rhett Scott were invalid because there was not a certified court reporter taking down testimony during the proceeding. The three former lawmen were charged with felony murder, false imprisonment, and aggravated assault in the death of Uri Lee Martin last July. Martin had schizophrenia and lived in a Milledgeville group home. The deputies encountered Martin when they responded to a call from a homeowner who said Martin had asked for a drink of water after walking 20 miles to see relatives in Sandersville. Governor Nathan Deal has released details on proposed changes to the state's tax code. The governor's plan is meant to put Georgia in line with the federal tax overhaul passed by Congress. It would increase personal exemptions and allow taxpayers to take a standard or itemized deduction. But Deal says the plan does not include any kind of broad-based tax cut.
Let's make sure we don't jeopardize the state revenue by getting carried away, because there's obviously going to be a windfall. Let's do it in a very select way. Let's make sure that the benefits that we convey with a tax reform are benefits that we can sustain over a longer period of time.
The governor's office says total revenue collection for January was up nearly 17% compared to last year. And a bill that would allow restaurants to serve alcohol earlier on Sunday mornings has passed the state Senate. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
The measure would allow cities and counties to vote on whether restaurants could sell alcohol starting at 11 a.m. on Sundays. Republican Majority Leader Bill Cowsert voted against the bill, but he says it's important for communities themselves to decide.
So I think you've seen an evolving sort of social conscience in the state of Georgia as we have become a little more libertarian, live and let live, not mandating to people when they should or should not be allowed to either serve alcohol or drink alcohol.
Under the proposed change, liquor stores, grocery stores, and other retail outlets still can't sell before 12:30. The bill now goes to the House. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.